Shadows of the Silver Screen by Christopher Edge.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For My Mum. Chapter 1. The corridor was shrouded with shadows, its dark walls flickering with an almost spectral impermanence. The only light cast on the scene came from a glowing candelabra gripped in the hand of a woman in white. With a shudder, she stepped towards the corridor's end, the silent swish of her long gown gliding noiselessly across the floor. There, a door stood slightly ajar, the open crack an invitation for the darkness to creep in. A low murmur of music seeped through the frame, an organ thrum that filled the ominous silence. Black hair cascaded over the woman's shoulders, framing her deathly white features. With her free hand, she reached for the door handle, her fingers trembling as if in fear of what she would find within. As the organ music swelled in warning, a dark shadow fell across the woman's back. She turned in horror, her mouth gaping wide in a silent scream. This was echoed immediately by a shrill chorus of shrieks as the face of a man loomed large. His gnarled hands reached out with murderous intent, and, as the candelabra fell to the floor, its last flash of light silhouetted the two figures.